2014-2015?
Definitely a successful season overall. You know, the history we made for the franchise and where we took the organization. Yeah, we still wanted more. You know, we still wanted more, so you know, our guys are in there talking about what they need to work on now. So, but I think overall the season was a success.
What was the plane ride back from Cleveland like?
You know, it was bittersweet. You know, we knew it was over, but we were still proud of what we accomplished. Guys were still playing Uno and laughing and joking and doing whatever we usually do. But, you know, it was definitely a feeling of, you know, we could have did more.
What about for you personally, looking forward?
You know, for me personally, I just wait to see, you know, what the organization, you know, needs and what they're adding, and I'm just gonna relax with my family and, you know, see if I have another year of trying to get prepared and, you know, what it takes to be on the NBA roster. So, you know, I'm just gonna relax and sit back and see if it's a lot of work you have to put in.
So you're not sure yet if you want to do another year? Is that still is it kind of where y'all are both trying to decide what you want to do next season?
Well,
the team and yourself.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to the team at all, so, you know, I don't know what they would. But me personally, it's just, you know, it takes a lot of work, time away from the family, time away from my kids. So, after 2 or 3 weeks, I don't know. You know, I see if I have that itch, and by this time I might not, and just lay back on the couch. You know, so, we'll see.
If it is the end. With your time here, can you just kind of sum up your time in Atlanta?
You know, it was the greatest place to end it. You know, get to the Eastern Conference Finals, this group of guys, and, you know, the future that they have, to say, hey, you know, I was a part of that, and I've seen it rise. So, you know, a lot of special friends and a lot of connections and friendships, you know, for a long, long time I could see coming from there.
You've been here, and you've been in the NBA and seen the Hawks from afar. You think free agents now would look at Atlanta as a place to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Atlanta has always been an off-season destination for a lot of NBA players and professional athletes, but now wanting to play and be a part of this organization, they're going to definitely want to be here. Not sure if we're going to have room for them, but I'm sure they can bring a lot of guys back, but I'm sure NBA players would love to be here now after seeing how the organization turned that corner.
Can you share at all what coach's final? I know he likes to keep a lot of that quiet, but I just wondered if you could share just the tenor of what he said to this team in the final meeting.
You know, the final meeting just is about our growth. You know, year one, you know, winning 38 games or whatever. Coming into the season in September with individual workouts, you know, no coaches, but all the guys were here, and how that paid dividends. You know, wanted to be top 10 in defense and offense. You know, we accomplished that goal. And, you know, the growth from next year with this, you know, the group that they bring back, it's going to be important. But, you know, we'll have a bright future.
What do you see from some of the young guys, Muskie and Schroeder, and, you know, what they were able to learn and how they developed this season?
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, those are second-year guys. Muskie's 15, 16 months. You know, he played overseas a lot. Dennis Schroeder just, you know, brought a lot, helped us win a lot of games. So they're going to grow even more. Sheldon Mack, you know, Mike Scott, he's a third, four-year player. They're really, really helping this team. So, you know, it's a great balance of veterans and young guys. And these young guys, I expect a lot of growth out of it because, you know, they work hard and they want to be great players.
And if this was your last game you played, what has it been like to be an NBA player for the amount of time that you played?
You know, it was a special ride. You know, it's a special ride. You know, near the end, you know, last few years, I definitely enjoyed the bus rides and the friendships and, you know, even practice. Near practice, I enjoyed practice. It was just fun. You know, it's a magical ride, and I'm blessed to be a part of it.
There's an old joke that says that what does not
game win streak, and, you know, to get swept out of the Eastern Conference Finals, it's definitely going to make us stronger. You know, we know guys are upset about that. Guys don't want to go out like that. You know, the guys want to get better and get back to that level and exceed that level for sure.
Sounds like.